Hello everyone, welcome to Rejoice in Truth episode 2. Okay, so originally I filmed an episode with one of my friends, and I'm just gonna kind of take the question that she had, because the episode was all over the place, I did not post it, but I'm just gonna take a lot of, like, basic questions that, I mean, questions that she had, and I'm gonna kind of, you know, shed some light with God's truth. Okay, so shout out to Maddie. I'm using your questions. So, Maddie had some pretty good questions. She doesn't believe in God, but honestly, those questions could be challenging even for us believers. So, here is what the Holy Spirit has shown me, and I'm just gonna kind of go for it. Okay, so, I asked Maddie why she didn't believe in God, and why she hasn't, you know, kind of, like, reached out to God. She has the question that I feel even some believers have. If God is so good, why does he allow bad things to happen to good people? Well, first of all, I pointed out the fact of free will, how God gave us the gift of free will, meaning we are willing and able to make our own decisions without him, like, interfering or controlling us, if that makes sense, you know? And, you know, free will is very important because also, I guess, that's how the whole fall happened, like, the whole sin. And a lot of people would ask, like, okay, well, why did God put the serpent in the garden? Well, okay, salvation wouldn't be authentic if there wasn't a compelling voice. Like, the way I look at it is that God was kind of testing Adam and Eve's obedience to him, or their actual, like, commitment to relationship with God in the garden. So a true authentic salvation would have to be denying the other voice and walking fully with God, you know, because salvation is a commitment. So yes, another thing, so I'm gonna make this one a little, like, more personal to her life without saying anything, but she was like, I have a good heart, but I've been through so much. How could God allow that? Well, see, God doesn't cause pain, but sometimes he allows it to happen to show us, to reveal himself to us. See, to seek him, to be like, okay, well, you know, I'm here. Like, you can search his whole world, but I'm always gonna be here, and I'm the ultimate healer of all of your pain. And another thing, God isn't gonna take away pain right away. Most times it's a process, it's a healing process. Like, I gave her this, like, little analogy. It's like, for example, you have a scar. Let's say you have a scar, like, on your leg or something, some scratch. So first it would be, like, bleeding and gushing, so we're gonna describe that as all your pain. But then, over time, that scar heals, and you get the scab, and then, yeah, so that's kind of like God's healing process. It's like, you're gonna experience that pain, and maybe it'll teach you something, maybe, you know, it's gonna grow you, but over time it's gonna heal, because the healing is a process, because God wants to reveal himself to us, God wants to show himself to us, so yes, sorry, she was also talking about how she was reaching out to God, you know, she was praying, she tried that, but nothing happened, no change happened. Well, we have to kind of count our blessings, if that makes sense. Maybe we didn't feel or see God work in the way that we wanted to, but through all those times, was there someone helping you get through that hard time? Was there something or someone there to help you through it? Well, let me tell you, that was God in that person helping you through it. See, not all the time is God going to answer our prayers the way that we request it, but because he has a plan, he's going to use people, he's going to use things. And, you know, so if there was someone helping you through that situation, I would say that that was God working through that person. That was his Holy Spirit using that person to get you through that. Because that's how God wants to be. He wants to be our helper. He wants to ultimately be our father. And I feel like sometimes a lot of atheists, you know, a lot of people, like, for example, me, when I didn't believe in God, I had the wrong view of God. I had the view that he was so good, loving, he gave me whatever I wanted. And then I can go off and live my life. But No, see, God isn't a genie, so not everything we're gonna ask for is gonna be granted. But praying shows an actual commitment. It shows an act of faith. And it's not always gonna happen how we want it. But we also have to realize that God is still gonna reveal himself to us, but it's not always gonna be in the way that we want. And also, okay, I kind of think back to when I didn't believe in God. I did something really bad. I'm not gonna go into detail or anything, but it should have done a really bad effect, like a horrible effect in me. But instead, I watched myself get saved from what that thing was gonna do to me, if that makes sense. So, okay, imagine this. Okay, I'm gonna make it a little, don't know. Sorry if this makes you uncomfortable, but this is just how I've seen God work. Imagine you cut yourself on accident, right? And it bled and it bled and it bled, and you could have lost all your blood, but you didn't. Imagine you sleeping. You could have got attacked while you were asleep. You could have got tormented to the point where you died or something, or that your dreams had too much of an impact, but God kept you breathing. You could have not woken up this morning, but God said, "Yes, you know what? I made this day for that person, and I'm gonna let them live. Another chance for them to see that I'm here." God uses people, God uses things, God uses anything. Guys, we have to see our blessings. We have to see how maybe he didn't show up in the way that we requested, but he was always there no matter what. Now, if you don't believe in God and you're listening to this, I'm not trying to convert you into Christianity or whatever, but I want you to see that he is out there. He's out there. He is out there, and he wants you to experience joy. He wants you to experience peace and love. He wants that for you. But you have to reach out. You have to reach out. And another thing I told my friend Maddie, I'm like, have you ever prayed an honest prayer? Because I remember when I was an atheist, when I didn't believe in God, the first prayer I've ever prayed was an honest prayer. It was like, "God, I hate where I am right now. Look where I am. I hate this. Look where I got myself to, God. If you're real, just please make yourself real to me, God. I don't know, whatever way, just do it." And I poured out my heart to him because I had no one else. And I feel everyone's gonna come to that point in life where we're just gonna be with no one else around us, and there's gonna become a point where we're just gonna pour our hearts to God. And the thing is, God doesn't want your practice pretty prayer. No, he wants your heart. He wants a prayer that comes from the depths of your heart, an intimate prayer. And that's another thing, intimacy. We have to seek God with intimacy. There's this verse in First Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9. I'm gonna read it to y'all because it's beautiful, honestly. I'm like, I think no, like, beautiful verses can come out of First Chronicles. I haven't even read it. Anyways, so First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Here it is. "And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he'll reject you forever." To kind of go, okay, so I'm gonna break that verse down. First of all, we are to seek God. Oh, David says, this is David talking to his son Solomon. So, pretty sure King David, and then he gave birth to Solomon. Correct me on that if I'm wrong. But, he says, "Solomon, acknowledge God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion. I feel like that is so important, because it's one thing to, you know, serve God, but if you're serving God, you are seeking God with wholehearted devotion, man, you're gonna experience so much, like the fruits of the Spirit. I feel like that's even better than any, oh my gosh, just like experiencing the fruits of the Spirit from like God, like you producing them and you receiving them. It's beautiful. To kind of go back to something, commitment is another thing. See, I don't want you to view, I don't even like using the word Christianity, because honestly I don't think it should be told that way. Like, look, the Christianity is, sorry, I don't know why I just said that, but Christianity is like only in the Bible like what, 5 times. I would rather say follower of Jesus or disciple of Jesus. But to be a disciple of Jesus, there's a cost. See, we can't, commitment is so important, because we can't treat God like just a belief. You know, it's just like an add-on to our life. No, you actually have to change your ways completely. You know, I was taught, my dad told me this, and I told it to my friend. I told it to my friend Seth, and I said, okay, so Levi, right? Levi, who becomes Matthew in the Bible, in the Gospel of Matthew, and he's referred to Levi in the Gospel of Mark. So Levi was a tax collector, which means the worst of the worst. You know, they stole your money. They were just really bad people in that time, and during Jesus' time, so around 2,000 years ago, and even now, anyways, they're like the worst, and stuff, and then Jesus comes to Levi and says, "Follow me." Now, I want you to think about that, because Jesus comes to the worst of the worst and says, "Follow me." But catch this, because Levi didn't stay as a tax collector. No, he changed his whole life. He quit his job as a tax collector. He went to go follow Jesus. And I'm not telling you to quit your job. Don't quit your job. But you need to, we need to transform our lives. Not just treating God or Jesus like an add-on, but an actual commitment. Seeking him with wholehearted devotion, to where we have to drop all our bad ways. We have to drop that victimist mindset, like, oh, poor me, this happened to me, and we're just trampled with all our pain. But it's like we're like putting it on ourselves. We need to start giving our pain to God and leaving it there, because Jesus conquered all of that on the cross. Jesus conquered all of that pain. He conquered all that sin. Now, people are gonna be like, oh, and why do we still feel it? Well, that's the human condition, man. And I'm not gonna tell you you're a sinner, because people hate that idea, but let me tell you, our human nature, because we are born after the fall of humanity, that our human nature is just to do bad. And I'm not saying God is causing that. No, because God, in fact, he uses our pain. He uses that trial to strengthen us, to grow us. Now, a lot of times I like talking about Hebrews chapter 12, which talks about the discipline of God, and the discipline of God, how he disciplines his children. And I really love it, because we forget this, because God is our father, that he also wants to show us the right way in life. So y'all, I encourage you to reach out to him with wholehearted devotion, an honest prayer. And let's say you're already a believer, say you're already, you know, follower of Jesus, maybe you strayed away a little. Just pray an honest prayer tonight, or wherever you are, morning or whatever. Just pour your heart out to God. You know, read 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Read his word. I want you guys to read the Gospel of Matthew, or actually the Gospel of Mark. I'm rereading the Gospel of Mark right now. It's really amazing, honestly. And yes, I hope y'all have an amazing night or day, wherever you are right now. And I pray that God, his favor will be upon you. He's with you. Ask his Holy Spirit. Just invite him into your life where you are right now. And yeah, so y'all share this podcast with people, because my goal is to try to reach everyone with Jesus. just Jesus. And yeah, okay. I hope oh my goodness, hope y'all have an amazing walk with God. You stay committed, you stay faithful to Him as He is faithful to us. And I love y'all. Bye.